warm bed. You just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
And good afternoon, and welcome to the Community Living Show. We had a few technical difficulties, and unfortunately, our guests didn't show up today. We were going to have somebody talk about Operation Smile and a cleft palate with children, but they weren't able to make it today, so we'll have to work something else out. And also, we were supposed to have Cheryl Young come and talk about, and this is a congratulations to Cheryl, on Ladies of Distinction from the YWCA in Langley, BC. So congratulations, Cheryl. And we hope to have a statement about how wonderful her experience was with that later on. In the spirit of disabilities, I'm going to try to find something else to talk about, because, well, we've been continuing on the theme of chronic pain, hidden illnesses, and things like that, and just how stories for people have gone where they either being discriminated against or just told that, well, you look fine, so how can you possibly tell me that you're sick? So I want to try to find you a little more something about that. And if you just give me a second here. So I hate it when the day just doesn't go the way you thought it was going to. Here, I'm going to actually play this clip. This is a video clip of Cheryl Young talking about why. It's a brief interview that I did with her about why we should be shooting the documentary of her. So just listen to that a second, okay?
I was not able to walk again. I couldn't move my head up at all. I couldn't hold it up. I was very ill. Marion remembers that. And they had to have a babysitter because I couldn't do anything on my own. This was only 2.5 years ago. And one thing my husband and I, by the way, Nigel's my husband, if you didn't know that. And he has put up with me. It's pretty challenging. he knows I couldn't raise my head. And, you know, I was diagnosed at 40. I was in a wheelchair at 40. And I was diagnosed then that I had rheumatoid arthritis, and one of the things that go when you have rheumatoid arthritis is the muscles. And that was the first thing I thought of when I woke up and I couldn't move my head and I couldn't lift it. And I thought to myself, well, I guess it's the rheumatoid arthritis is now hit. This is it. And the first thing I thought of, instead of feeling sorry for myself, which is I'm not saying I'm a saint, I do feel sorry for myself sometimes, not very often. Then I put Christmas music and stuff on. Anyways, I said to myself, you know what? Christopher Reeve can do it. I can do something too.
Cheryl, how did your journey with fibromyalgia first start?
Looking back over the years from running all these support groups, you look at what the trigger was. Mm-hmm. And mine goes back to about when I was 4, because I've always noticed I was a little bit different. At 4, I drowned, and I was brought, of course, back to life, or I wouldn't be here. And then over the years, at 15, I had a horrific fall, which affected my neck and my lower back, where it fractured. I fell off a horse, which is like a gymnastic tool that you will go over. Mm-hmm. And then from there, you had a couple of car accidents. And then in 92, things got really bad, and I couldn't hardly move. And I had a bit of depression then, too, and stuff like that. And
The doctor was very good. She helped me because she didn't know what it was either. Nobody knew. No one knew at all what this condition was. She researched it and found out, came out with the diagnosis of fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, and of course the rheumatoid arthritis, which was coming from being a gymnast, you know, the stress on the body.
Right.
So I was in a wheelchair in 92, about 2.5 years ago, when I, in the middle of the night, I got like vertigo and nauseous and that. I couldn't move my head. And finally woke up from it. It took me a while to get out of that sleep. And then I couldn't move my head. And I went, oh my God, what's happened here? You know, it's that rheumatoid arthritis has finally attacked my neck. And I thought, what use would I be? Well, if Christopher Reeve can do it, I can do it. Because with the foundation, there was so much to be done still that I wasn't ready to just say, I give up, right?
How do others perceive you?
Well, I guess I look good. They don't realize how much pain I'm in. They don't understand how, say in a parking lot, and that we have to park in the handicapped parking, because some days I can hardly move. And I have a cane there, and sometimes you feel, well, maybe I should just grab the cane to walk across the parking lot so that people think, well, I have a reason to be parked there. Because invisible illnesses, you really can't tell when we're having a good day or not. We don't have lights on that say, hey, bad day, bad day, bad day, right? So we just look great. It's different when you're in a wheelchair or have a cane or some kind of a disability that you can see is an invisible illness.
Why is it that we need to get this story told and we need to get awareness?
We need to be heard. We need more compassion. Someone has to go out there and carry that torch. Hey, why not me? I've been asked to do it. I've been given a mission, and I'm quite willing to take it on. It doesn't bother me to take one step at a time. It's all about making that effort to make that one step, because you know what? I still can. So if I can do it, anyone can do it.
Thank you, Cheryl.
Thank you, Michael.
It's been great interviewing you.
Thank you very much.
So that was a bit about Cheryl and why she wants to march forward with just one more step, the walk to Banff, along with the Fibromyalgia Wellspring Foundation. Here's another clip. It kind of explains how pain and its chronic state becomes not just a symptom, but the disease itself. So give this a listen to.
Everyone agrees that pain is a universal human experience. We now know that pain is 100% of the time produced by the brain. This includes all pain, no matter how it feels, sharp, dull, strong or mild, and no matter how long you've had it. You might have had it for a few weeks or months. This is called acute pain, and it's common with tissue damage, say from a back injury or ankle sprain. And generally, you'll be encouraged to stay active and gradually get back to doing all your normal things, including work. Or you might have had it for 3 months or more, and this pain is generally called persistent or chronic, because in this type of pain, tissue damage is not the main issue. What's less clear, though, is when you're told you have chronic pain, is knowing what's best to do about it. Well, in Australia, chronic pain is a really big problem. In fact, 1 in 5 people have it. Having a brain that keeps on producing pain, even after the body tissues are restored and out of danger, is no fun. Some people say it still feels like they must have something wrong. But that's just it. Once anything dangerous is ruled out, health professionals can explain that most things in the body are healed as well as they can be by 3 to 6 months. So, ongoing pain being produced by the brain is less about structural changes in the body and more about the sensitivity of the nervous system. In other words, it's more complex. So to try and figure out what's going on, you need to retrain the brain and nervous system. To do this, it's helpful to look at all the things that affect the nervous system and may be contributing to your individual pain experience. What can help is to look at persistent pain from a broad perspective, and by using a structured approach and a plan, it's less likely that anything important will be missed. Let's start with the medical side. Firstly, taking medication can help, but only to a limited extent. It is the more active approaches that are necessary to retrain the brain. So using medications to get going is okay, and then mostly they can be tapered and ceased. Some people also think surgery might be the answer, but when it comes to a complex problem like chronic pain, surgery may not be helpful. So if you're thinking of surgery, it's best to get a second opinion and remember to consider all the things. Next, it is helpful to consider how your thoughts and emotions are affecting your nervous system. Pain really impacts on people's lives, and this can have a big effect on your mood and stress levels. All those thoughts and beliefs are brain impulses too, but you can learn ways to reduce stress and wind down the nervous system. This helps with emotional well-being and can reduce pain as well. The third area to consider is the role of diet and lifestyle. Now, it turns out that our modern lifestyle might not be so good for us. In fact, what we eat and how we live may really be contributing to a sensitized nervous system. Looking at all the things like smoking, nutrition, alcohol, and activity levels, and seeing if there are any issues is a good beginning, and these things can go on your plan. Then there's often enormous value in exploring the deeper meaning of pain and the surrounding personal story by stepping back and looking at all the things that were happening around the time the pain developed. Many people with pain can make useful links between a worrying period of life and a worsening pain picture. For many, recognizing deeper emotions can be part of the healing process. Last but by no means least is physical activity and function. From the brain's perspective, getting moving at comfortable levels without fear and where the brain does not protect by pain is best, and you'll gradually restore your body's tissues. So, to sum up pain, it comes from the brain and it can be retrained, and when looked at from a whole person or broad perspective, gives you a lot of opportunities to begin. So, get a helping hand if you need it, set a goal, and begin.
That was quite interesting. Now, some of the things that weren't actually said in that, there are other conditions where the brain just doesn't know how to turn it off, even with all the movement exercises and things that were talked about there. And that's one of the reasons why, there are groups out there like to help people deal with pain and to help discuss and help you through it all. So anyway, I invite you, if you do suffer from chronic pain, to look up groups to help you find relief of that pain. So we're going to end today's show, which was rather quick today because of some technical difficulty. Sorry, with Tiffany DeRosier and Fearless.
Picture perfect, here we are, hoping that a story never ends. Caught up in the masquerade of fairy tales and never land. I've drifted.